All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Nichols with your sermon topic. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Good morning. This is your sermon topic with Dr. Nichols. Come on in this morning. Come on in. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. All right. Yes, let's get it, let's get it. Come on in, come on in. Facebook Live, come on in. Instagram Live, come on in. TikTok Live, come on in. Anchor, let's get it done this morning. We got 30 minutes and we're going to be off. We got 30 minutes and we're going to be off. Good morning. Thank you for joining. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining. Get a few more people in here and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to start. We're going to go into prayer. And after we go into prayer, we're going to go straight into the Word. And we're going to go ahead and get our points out the way this morning. And after we do that, we are done for the day. And we can go have brunch and do all the things that we want to do throughout the rest of the day. Come on in. Come on in. All right. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and start. Father, we thank you this morning, God, for everything that you have allowed in our lives to happen, God, and that you brought us through. God, you not only brought us through, God, but God, you gave us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of what we went through, God, that we may be a testimony to others. God, I thank you this morning for life, health, and strength, God. I thank you this morning, God, for my family, God. I thank you, Lord, for the loved ones, God. I thank you, God, for our extended friends and family members, God. I thank you for those who are listening right now, those who will be listening later, God, I thank you for them, God. I pray over their families, God. I pray over their physical health. I pray over their finances, God. I pray over their mental health. I ask right now, God, that I decrease as you increase fully, speaking through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit, God. I pray right now, God, those who are listening and watching right now, that they will receive the word for them today, God, that they need it. And I thank you right now, God, for me being obedient, God, even in a time right now where people are being disobedient, God, and falling by the wayside because of the things that they see in the natural and not understanding that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you right now, God, for the opportunity, God, to be able to spread the good news, God, that there is still hope, God, that there is still love, joy, happiness, peace, long-suffering, God. Gentleness and meekness, God, the fruit of the Spirit, God. We thank you right now, God. We ask right now, God, that those who are listening, God, that their hearts be open to receive the word for themselves today, God. We ask right now, God, any distraction, God, we bind them right now. We rebuke them right now, God. And we speak peace and liberty, God. We speak a spirit of wisdom being poured into them today. We speak a blessing over their lives right now, God. We thank you right now. And we'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise that is due unto you. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name. We pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. All right, here we go. Here we go. Okay, first of all, good morning to everybody who's on here this morning. We're going to go into the scripture, Mark 9 and 23. Jesus said to him, if you believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If you believe, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So when you begin to search the scriptures, you know, you can go back and read the entirety of it. It's going to be in the book of Mark, Mark the ninth chapter, verse 23, but you can read the entire chapter so that you can do a running commentary verse by verse to understand how I derived of this particular message. And the topic this morning, if someone would type this in for me, the topic this morning is mental change is the key to your breakthrough. Mental change is the key to your breakthrough. I didn't say about nobody else's. Mental change is key to your breakthrough. Again, mental change is key to your breakthrough. I didn't say about your mama's breakthrough, your daddy's breakthrough, your sister, your husband, your cousin, your children. I didn't say anything about that. I said mental, and hear me clearly, mental change is the key to your breakthrough. Again, mental change is the key to your breakthrough. Again, mental change is key to your breakthrough. All right, I think I may have lost a few people over here, but when I'm on live, as far as on Sundays, I don't do requests for someone to come live with me because I'm in the mode of teaching and preaching. So therefore, I can't come on there live like that. Thank you. Thank you for your understanding. Again, mental change is the key to your breakthrough. When you're talking about mental change, that means your thoughts, that means the patterns, that means the things that you once thought were good and the things that you once thought was there to encourage you and to help you, but actually was destroying you. See, sometimes we learn negative behavior. Good morning. Sometimes we learn negative thoughts. Sometimes we learn how to think negative from other people that we truly and dearly love. And sometimes those things were not good for us then, and they're not good for us now. I think we got to do better. And hear me clearly. I think we got to do better as it relates to our thinking process. We can no longer think the way that we used to think. We can no longer do what we used to do and expect something different to happen because it's just not feasible for you to keep thinking in the past all the time. You got to renew your mind every morning you get up. I don't care what you did yesterday. Doesn't matter. I don't care what you did last week. Doesn't matter. It's gone. Nothing you can do to change what has already happened. But you do have the ability. Hear me clearly. You do have the ability today to do different. You have the ability today to do different. So with that being said, I'm going to give you these 6 points. And I really want someone to type these up for me, if you don't mind. I mean, like, literally, I really want someone to type these up in the comment section for me, if you don't mind. Please and thank you. Point number one, change how you view yourself in the present. 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 Good morning, cuz. Someone typed that up for me. Change how you view yourself in the present. Why do I say change how you view yourself in the present? Because everybody else has a view of you that's not necessarily true. And everybody has a view of you of what they've experienced. But you have other people who have never met you and had an encounter with you that actually views you totally different than the people that you've been dealing with. And if you have planted some negative seeds and you have made right with God and you have tried to make right with people and people still want to look at your past, sometimes you got to be able to let those people go. The moment you let those people go is the moment that you will realize and understand that when God sees you for who you are now, he no longer looks at what you used to be. He no longer looks at what you used to be. See, God looks at the right now. God doesn't wait until the ending happens. He allows you to go through the process. Good morning from Trinidad. He allows you to go through the process. And as God is allowing you to go through the process, the moment you understand that it is a process is the moment that you will understand that the healing is a journey. You don't heal overnight. Those are just facts. You do not heal overnight. Those are facts. And at the end of the day, you have to be able to tell yourself, it's okay for me to heal. It's okay for me not to be, or not to think that I'm perfect. It's okay for me to know that I have a messed up past. It's okay for me to know that the things that I did that were in, that was, that, that, that were done in the immature me is okay. Good morning. It was okay for me to go through that process to learn. But here's the key. You got to learn from your past. If you don't, you're still in the present moment doing the same things that you did in the past and that you are saying that you are now delivered from. You're not delivered from those things. And the reason I say that you're not delivered from those things is because you're still mentally there. You're still doing the exact same things. And sometimes you have to get to a point in your life where you know that if God has forgiven you and you've asked for forgiveness from other people that you have hurt, and you know that those people are looking at you and trying to say to you, hey, I don't forgive you. That's not your fault. That's not your problem. And I think a lot of people get so caught up on the past, what has already taken place. But if you get up every single morning, you begin to pray to God, speak your affirmations to God, and begin to declare those affirmations. And after you speak and communicate with God, then get quiet and meditate and hear from God. See, when you pray, you're speaking. But when you're meditating, you're listening to what God's responses are and his instructions concerning your life. Everybody cannot, and hear me clearly, everybody cannot go with you in the new space, in the new place that God is trying to take you. Everybody can't go. Everybody can't go. As much as you want to take everybody can't go, period. Everybody cannot go. So the point number one was change how you view yourself in the present. Change how you view yourself in the present. Stop worrying about how other people view you. Doesn't matter. It's what God says that counts. It's what God says that's actually going to stand. Only what God says is going to last. Everything else will move to the side. You have to trust the creator, the one who created you. You got to trust him. He knew what you would be doing, but he also knew where you would be headed. Come on, somebody. See, God looks beyond. We just look at the moment. God looks beyond. We look at the moment. See, the songwriter back in the day says, he looked beyond all my faults and saw my needs. He looks beyond our faults and sees our needs. I used to sing this song all the time when I was younger. But you got to get it in this present moment in your olden age right now. I'm not that old. I'm 50. I just turned 50 January 16. And I'm grateful for that. I don't look at the stuff that I did when I was 25. You know why? I was thinking as a 25-year-old. That's what you got to tell yourself. I was thinking as a 25-year-old. I was thinking of the mindset of this person. I was thinking of those things then at that age. And everybody would not forgive you for the things that you did when you were 25. Those are the people that you got to leave behind. I don't care who it is, family members or whomever. Those are the ones that you have to leave behind in that 25-year span for you, because now you have grown to a new person. You can't keep letting people bring up your past all the time. The more people bring up your past, the more you're going to want to revisit it. So it's best to just cut communication with those people. If it's family members, cut as much communication as you can with them. Literally, cut as much communication as you can with them. You can love them, but don't let them destroy you with the things from your past and keep bringing those things up. Point number two, someone type this up. Change how you believe about God in the present moment. Change how you believe about God in the present moment. Again, change how you believe about God in the present moment. Change how you believe about God in the present moment. What do I mean by that? Change how you believe about God in the present moment. Someone type that up for me. Let me tell you what I mean by that. How you were taught about God in the traditional realm back in the day was all that people knew. But now that you have experienced God for yourself, now you have to think new of how you think of God in your life, of your own personal experience. That's why they call it a personal relationship with God. Understand your own personal relationship with God. You would think totally different than what you were taught back in the day. Because some of the things that we were taught back in the day were in error. And I would be the first to say that. However, even with those things being taught in error, now that you know better, you do different. You know better, you do different. Again, you know better, you do different. So again, type that up for me. Change how you believe about God in the present. Change how you believe in God right now. Not right back then, but right now in the present moment. The things that you've experienced, you can read scriptures all day long. That is fine. That you read scriptures, that's good. But reading with understanding and then also executing it in today's society is different than what it was back then. You can no longer read a scripture and say, if a kid is out of place, you're telling me back then they used to stone kids to death when women were cheating and men were cheating, they would stone them to death. You try that now, you're going straight to jail. You try to abuse a kid and talk about some, you're going to stone them to death and see how quick you go straight to jail. And I am on that platform to actually do just that with the state of Georgia. Cases come to me on a regular basis and come to my wife on a regular basis about those type of cases where people have abused kids and all of that and thinking that I'm going to send them kids back home. I would not. I would send you straight to jail. That would be a recommendation, period. A recommendation of mine, period. So you can't use the old into the new, period. You can't use all of the old things that has happened in the past in the new person and the new mindset that God has given you. You can't. There's no way that you can do it. There's no way that you can do it, period. Amen. Romans 10 and 13. Very good. Thank you. For whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, period. Just like that. So change how you believe about God in the present moment. Point number three, someone type is up. Change your character to where God is taking you. That's deep. Change your character to where God is taking you. Someone type that up. Change your character to where God is taking you. Change your character to where God is taking you. What do I mean? Your old mentality can't fit in your new personality, period. Your old mentality can't fit in your new personality. In other words, the new person that God has designed you to be, you have to be the best version of yourself right now. Everybody wants to keep talking about what you did in the past. Leave them in the past while you embrace the present. Leave them in the past while you embrace the present. And see, I promise you, when you embrace the present things that God has for you, I can assure you one thing and one thing for sure. God would never leave you nor forsake you, right? Man would leave you and forsake you quick, right? And they have done it, right? So with that being said, if God is taking you to the next level and God is wanting you to change your character so that you can fit the character that he has for you in the future, right? Presently, right now, you got to change stuff. Then you got to move to your future, right? But here's the thing. If you keep living in your past and you keep dwelling on your past and you keep asking for forgiveness for the past, when are you going to start living in the present moment? Come on, somebody. When are you going to start living today instead of yesterday and yesteryears? Today is where God is. He's wanting to speak positive affirmations into you. He's wanting to pour things into you, but you're blocking your own blessings because you're still thinking about the things you've done in the past, the things that you've already asked God for forgiveness for. See, that's a guilt. You got to let that guilt go. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. You got to change your character to where God is taking you. You're not the same person. Regardless of if people see you for what you were back then, that's not who you are today. Period. That's not who you are today. Stop letting people get you down. Stop letting people tell you, oh, well, you know, I remember when you did this. Yes, I did that. I was immature. Yes, I did those things because I didn't know any better. Yes, I did those things because I was allowed to do those things. Yes, I did those things. And at the end of the day, yes, that's who I was. No, that's who I'm not today. No, you're not going to keep on bringing that up. And if you keep bringing that up, I will move in front of you and leave you behind me. Point blank, period. That's the way you have to take a bold stand of who you are today. Stop letting people make you feel bad and guilty because of you being immature back in the day. Even now, even the decisions some of you make now, along with myself, that make decisions out of pure instincts and not thinking mature right now, but you're still doing some things, but that don't count you out if you're willing to grow from it. That doesn't count you out if you're willing to grow from it. If you're willing to grow from it. So point number four, so I'm going to type this up. Change what and how you meditate. 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 Let me break it down. Change what you're meditating on. Are you meditating on the present or are you meditating on the past? Are you meditating on the present or are you meditating on the past? You got to change from. You got to change what you're meditating. You got to change on the present. You can't change. You can't meditate on the past. You got to change how you meditate in the present moment and change. Well, you need to change on meditating right now, not back then. Let me just put it like that. So change what and how you meditate. And when I say how you meditate, in other words, when you're meditating on the things that you know that God is pleased with. And you also know that you're meditating and you're hearing what God is speaking to you from the prayer that you've prayed and the communication that you communicated with him. And sometimes you just want to communicate with God, just talk to him. You don't have to be praying 24/7. You can just talk to God. You'll be like, God, you know, I'm still a work in progress. You know, this person that made me mad, you know, I just really want to put hands on them. But God, I know that's wrong. I know. You can begin to have a conversation with God. He'll laugh at you, but guess what? He'll bless you through that mess too. I promise you that. Been there. Done that, guilty as charged. Point number five, change what you were taught in the past to a new learning experience now. Let me say it slow. Change what you were taught in the past to a new learning experience now. Let me say it again. Change what you were taught in the past to a new learning experience. Change what you were taught in the past to a new learning experience. So in other words, what I'm saying is this here. The things that you were taught back in the day serves no purpose in the present. What do I mean? Because we were living in a certain way back then also. And we had limited things at that moment. And we were taught in error on a lot of things because of things traditional passing down to us. And we just accepted those things. Those things never served a purpose then and they're not serving the purpose now. So your own personal experience that you have right now at this moment allows you to understand you can't live then. Why are you trying to live now? Period. You can't live then if you're trying to live now in the present moment. Point number six, my final point. Change the negative environment and conversations with others. That's important. Let me say it again. Change the negative environment and conversations with others. So I'm going to type the last one up and I'm going to elaborate in a few minutes. Change the negative environment and conversation with others. Meaning that sometimes the conversation that you've had with others didn't take you nowhere. You got to change how you talk to people now. You got to change the environment that you have allowed yourself to get in and not grow. You have to change how you view things in this present moment. Change. Notice every sentence or every point that I started off with was change. That means that you got to do the work. All the six points dealt with change. And all of those changes starts in the mind. That's why my topic is mental change is the key to your breakthrough. When you begin to break through, it's because you began to change. If you begin to settle and stay, that means that your mindset has not changed. Let's go over these six points real quick again. Number one was change how you view yourself in the present. Change how you view yourself in the present. Number two, change how you believe about God in the present. Change how you believe about God in the present. Number three, change your character to be where God is taking you. Change your character to where God is taking you. Point number four, change what and how you meditate. Change what and how you meditate. Point number five was change what you were taught in the past to a new learning experience. Change what you were taught in the past to a new learning experience. And point number six was change the negative environment in conversation with others. Change the negative environment and conversation with others. Now I want to say this here. I want to say this. Listen up. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Anchor. I want you to hear me clearly when I say this. When you begin to change, you don't change for others. You change for yourself to better yourself. You change for yourself to begin to get the characteristics that God has for you. You begin to change not because of what the world system has taught you, but because of what God has imparted in you. When God is in you and when God is trying to take you to the next level, you got to understand change is necessary. Change is something that if we never do it, we will stay stagnated and paralyzed in the past things that we have done. But the moment you decide to change, and the moment you decide to go to the next level, you must understand that when God is taking you somewhere, everybody's not going to like you. And that's all right. Everybody's not going to go with you. And that's all right. But what God has for you, it is for you. And nobody can take it away. Even if they keep bringing up your past, nobody can take it away. You got to remember, God loves you in the now. He's not concerned about your past. Whatever your past was, it's just that. But you must live in the present.